Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Well, if you're working from home, stay tuned, because the Social Policy and Legislative Officer with the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, Laura Bambrick, is with us here on Lunchtime Live today. Laura, thanks for joining us on the programme. Tell us about this warning that you've issued in ICTU, some concern that people working from home, employees, could face some kind of monitoring from their bosses about the amount of time they're clicking the mouse.
That's it, Andrea. So I suppose for a bit of context for listeners, this is not a new problem. Over recent years, we've seen a real boom in the use of artificial intelligence in the world of work, and it's increasingly being used by employers to help them in their decision making around who they're going to hire, who's going to get promoted, who's going to get the bonus, who's going to get fired, and increasingly, who's up for retirement. So listeners might be familiar, they would have heard of the use of tracking devices, something like your Fitbit device, having to be worn by workers when they work in the large distribution centres. Or if somebody is applying for a job online, often the first hurdle that you have to clear before you can even make a job application these days is you have to pass a personality test. And that's artificial intelligence ensuring that you're a good fit for the organisation. Now, in over the last year, 14 months, with the massive shift of many of us working remotely from home, the use of artificial intelligence in worker management has really come centre stage. And what these AI-driven devices do, they facilitate the employer to watch over the remote worker by things like measuring the worker's keyboard strokes or mouse usage, your web browsing activity, and they can even take photographs like time cards or screenshots every few minutes. And what we're increasingly hearing on top of that is more informal practices around monitoring, where workers are being requested to keep the laptop camera on or the microphone always on, so you can have impromptu supervisors checking in to see you're at your desk or at your kitchen table.
What's wrong with that, Laura? Because I suppose if people were in their regular, usual office setting, you know, you'd kind of have that interaction maybe with your line manager or with your boss or with your team leader, you know, who'd come over and ask questions or query something about a project or what you're doing. Is it not the same thing, only you're just doing it from the kitchen table?
Well, the thing is, it's gone beyond, it's where the line passed from being monitored, as you said, like if you're in the employer's premises, you know your line manager is somewhere in the vicinity, between the difference between surveillance, knowing that somebody could check in on you every few minutes. So that becomes surveillance. And this has real consequences for workers' mental health and well-being, as well as having real morale consequences for the workforce and the relationship between employers and staff. But legally speaking, it may be passing the lines where it's not proportionate and it's impinging, breaching a worker's rights to privacy.
So what is a proportionate level of, I don't want to say surveillance, but, you know, if you're in the office, you're like, if I'm sitting here at the desk, you know, my editor and boss can see what I'm at, you know, that I'm not out having coffee for 3 hours before the show. So should there not be some kind of mechanism to monitor what I'm at if I'm doing the show from home?
Absolutely. So employers already have a right. They're legally entitled to be able to monitor workers' activities, but that has to be within limits. So they can already monitor your use if you have a company phone, if you're using company email, and if your social media activity. And that ensures that they're able to protect their business, ensuring that you're doing the work that you're being paid for, enable to protect the business reputation and also the appropriate use of resources. But as I said earlier, workers also have rights and they have a right to privacy in the workplace. So it's finding that balance between monitoring and tipping the balance where it's always on surveillance.
Well, just when you talk about surveillance and monitoring, Liam Herrick from the Irish Council of Civil Liberties, he was chatting to Shane and Ciara on News Talk Breakfast actually about this very topic this morning.
Yeah. And where we see it and why we're raising it now with remote working, a few weeks ago we were talking very much about the right to disconnect, and employers should be ensuring that workers aren't working in excess hours, that they are taking their legally required breaks and rest periods. And our concern is that some employers, not all, will use that obligation under the Working Time Act to introduce this really invasive technology. And at the moment, there's no regulation or guidance from government around what is appropriate way of monitoring workers' working time when software is being used.
You know, just Laura, just take a quick listen here to Liam Herrick chatting about this earlier.
There's been long-standing concerns over the last number of years about increasing use of surveillance in the workplace. Employees have important privacy and data protection rights, and we've seen an extension of things like CCTV surveillance in the workplace. Now, this new capacity gives the potential for even further invasiveness in terms of surveilling people's activity online. Now, there has been some case law on this, and it is recognised in Irish courts and indeed in international courts that it is to be expected that people will engage in personal activity in a limited and proportionate way while they are working online. So the suggestion that all activity by employees that isn't, strictly speaking, task-oriented is somehow illegitimate won't really stand up.
Okay, that's Liam Herrick speaking on News Talk Breakfast from the Irish Council of Civil Liberties earlier this morning. Our guest still with us is Laura Bambrick from the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, who've actually issued this warning. Laura, I'm just going to bring in Eugene, who's got in contact with us about this. What do you think, Eugene? Is this kind of monitoring a good idea?
Yeah, I think it's, I think it's got a shades of grey, but I think the overall principle is equitable. Having worked remotely for many years and having worked for large multinationals who really kind of started doing this maybe 10 years ahead of anyone else, it's quid pro quo. You know, if you want the freedom to work remotely, I think there should be some sort of way that management can see if you're active. Now, I think beyond that, your previous guest, you know, outlined several concerns in regards to GDPR and stuff like this. I do think that, you know, it can be a Trojan horse for some more nefarious management practices. But I think it's great to have the discussion, but I think most people think it'd probably be pretty fair for an employer just wanted to know if you're active 4 hours at your page.
Well, it's interesting, Eugene, because I have a text in here actually from a listener who's making the point. Says they work for a large company and they've always been allowed to work from home for at least one day a week. But when they're away from the laptop, if they're away from it from a certain period of time, they are logged out of the system. Therefore, the mouse has to be activated nearly at all times other than when you sign out for your lunch break. So there is that, I suppose. There seems to be that, you know, there is a kind of a level of monitoring already.
There is. This level of monitoring is already there, though. If you look at a lot of the call centres in Ireland, you know, this kind of monitoring is already there with their tools. So if someone steps away and goes for a break and comes back maybe an hour late, they're logged out of the system, management notified, you know what's happening. It's just happening in a different way remotely. Now, I do think perhaps there probably should be some regulatory guidelines in regards to this to make sure that employers actually know what boundaries to play within, because a lot of people are just groping in the dark right now. They've gone remote all of a sudden last year when they were perhaps thinking about doing it down the road. So I actually think that a lot of employers want to do the right thing the right way here, but need guidance.
Okay.
And I think regulation or at least some sort of statutory guidance would be helpful for all parties.
All right. It's an interesting point. Laura, I have another text in here from Aaron in Limerick who says, if you're being paid, you should work. It's not about catching people out. It's about fairness. If you're not working and you're messing, then there should be no issue. People shouldn't be concerned.
Oh, look, it's not just trade unions that are raising this. Only last week, the EU came out and they said that there's going to be a need for regulation about the use of AI in employment, in working management. But what it boils down to is, and your guests have touched on there, is there's a real need for trust. Trust is crucial to the remote working relationship. The employer, the remote working, and the office-based colleagues need to be able to trust each other. They need to be ensured that work is going to be completed, it's going to be done in a timely and efficient manner, and that productivity isn't going to suffer.
Okay.
And to get there, not to be very Pollyanna about it, but employers really need to set out and communicate clearly what their expectations are, what the goals are, and what the deadlines are. And this needs to be done in tandem with clear guidance and regulation from government.
All right. Listen, Eugene and Laura from the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, Laura Bambrick, I should say, thanks a million for joining us here on the programme. This texter too wondering about, with regards to monitoring workers with CCTV, where do we stand legally as a truck driver for a delivery company? We have CCTV cameras in the truck cab, which could be on 24/7, even while we're off duty, and sometimes sleeping in the truck when we're travelling overnight. You can keep them coming in, 53106. We will come back to some of them a little bit later in the programme.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.